Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that you decided to join the AlfredaLoveShow.com on tonight, where we're going to pray unto God, and then God's going to give us a word. And so I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. On tonight, I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you, and I want to thank my co-laborers, I want to thank my co-host, and my veterans, and those of you who have just joined me, and those of you who are on the battlefield for the Lord. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, tonight, my voice may be a little scratchy because, like, my allergies are messing up. I don't know, but we're going to get through this, all right? So we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Now, before we begin to pray, because this is the Alfreda Love Show, and God is in charge of this show, not me, so sometimes we deviate from the protocol, and that's fine because this show belongs to God. But I just want to, before we pray, I want you to think about all of the different things that are going on in the world. The young men who are being killed by police, and, you know, it's just very disturbing. And so today I was in meditation because it's beginning to become a pattern, and it's beginning to become normal, not because it's right, but because it's happening very often. There's a difference between something becoming normal because it's right and something that's becoming normal because it continues to happen. So there's some consistency here. And I pray to God because that's who my source is. That's who understands everything that goes on this earth. And one of the things, you know, there are many things that people are doing. People are protesting, advocating, praying, you know, asking why. They're posting on Facebook, social media, showing videos. It's on the news. It's, you know, making headlines, which is great because that's bringing awareness. But God showed me an image today, and this is the answer to prevent and stop all of this violence and nonsense and this excessive force. We must teach our young men about the streets. And I'm not talking about teach them the hustling aspect on the streets and the drama and the violence. We must show them the way. God showed me a picture, and he says, when I called my fishermen, you know, some of them were fishing, some of them were standing. And when God called these individuals, he says, I will make you fishermen. In other words, he would teach them how to fish so that they could eat. Well, our job, believe it or not, is when we talk about teachers and leaders and apostles and prophets and mothers and fathers and daughters and all these other people, our job, right, is to teach these young men, especially, and it's for young women as well, but it's mostly young men. Teach these young men the way. Now, a lot of individuals say, well, they relate better to men. But it's time for everyone to step up and take charge and teach your young men the way of life, the streets. It's very important, and I'm saying this for a reason. God showed me this today. We can protest. We can become angry and bitter. We can become afraid and scared and fearful, and God didn't give us the spirit of fear nor the spirit of hate. Or we can take action and teach our young men the right way. Now, I'm going to say this because my spirit is showing this and God is revealing this because I don't want to confuse anybody. So, we talk about the innocence of a black man, right? Whether he's standing just selling CDs or whether he's just, for instance, walking down the block, right? There is a certain, as God is putting this, you have to understand laws and you have to obey them. Once you obey the laws and you're still persecuted like Jesus was, then God says you appeal the persecution, which means that you obey at that particular moment. But God says, vengeance are mine. So he says, after you obey and do everything you're supposed to do, right? And this is from start to finish. This is not you're going to do halfway right and then you're going to do halfway wrong, because a negative and a positive may still end up being a negative, and two negatives do not make anything right, right? So what God is saying, and I need to tell you this, and this is why I'm saying it at the beginning, because I know some people go to sleep early, but do what is right. I'm going to just be honest with you. Hanging out, whether you're doing something great or not, late at night in the dark, it's not a good sign, ladies and gentlemen, especially for an African-American man. Male. And yes, we have rights. Everybody has rights. But our job, once again, is to teach. If you want to sell things, get a store, get a permit. Do things God says, and I'm just saying what God says. I don't condone any type of excessive force. I don't condone any killing. I don't condone any of it. But God says do things decent and in order so that it can turn out right. And that includes from approaching anyone whom the police suspect, and that includes civilians being just out in the streets. Because fear causes people to do a lot of crazy things. It causes people to pull the trigger. It causes people to abuse others. It causes people to just go out of their minds. Fear. These men are shot is out of fear. Fear is the common denominator, ladies and gentlemen, and God clearly says that he did not give us the spirit of fear. And our job, a lot of people are asking, when is this going to stop? When is this violence going to stop? It's going to stop when people are knowledgeable about how to go about in the world, teaching the right way to do things. There is a right and a wrong way to do everything, and there are several ways to do it. But this world is cruel. It's a very mean world. And it's very important. If you find yourself complaining about what's going on, if you find yourself protesting about what's going on, think about maybe teaching the right way. Because obviously if you're protesting, or obviously if, you know, you're advocating, then you must be doing something right. And it is our job to show these young men and women and boys and girls the right way, and to keep ourselves accountable too, because we slip. But, you know, as I said before, it's very important, and we're talking to police officers, we're talking to anyone who has a weapon, civilians, anyone, military, that includes all of us. It's very important that you are not overtaken by fear. I've said this before. You have that flight or flight response. Most of these young men They may have been innocently standing in the street, innocently walking down the street, but because of fear, and no one will ever admit that fear is the culprit or common denominator of death, but because of fear, their lives were taken. So my suggestion to kick it off is do what's right. Start out by doing what's right, or try to do as close to what's right as possible. Usually when you have items, the items are in a store. They're in a place, right? Usually, you know, people can walk down the street, right? But the main thing that God is saying, he says, beware, he says, and be obedient. And when you are doing what's right and you're obedient, all of us, God says everything will work out fine. And I know that people are upset. I know that people are impatient because it's happening. And it's, you know, it hasn't stopped because we're not teaching. There are a lot of media outlets besides the AfreeToLoveShow.com. Millions. And they're huge. There are many celebrities out there who are on TV, have the opportunity to make movies, commercials. Utilize some of that airtime to teach these young men and women. Yes, we want them to have fun. Yes, we want them to make an honest living, which that young man was. We want them to do all of that. But there are certain parameters and there are certain things that we need to do decent and in order, and that goes for the police department as well. But I can tell you this, as my spirit is saying this, it does not matter who disagrees with it, because when God says it, that settles it. Fear was and is the factor of all of these young people dying in the streets. Because they have the mentality, it's either you or it's me. That's the mentality, and that should not be the mentality. So if we go about doing things right in the first place, we don't have to worry about putting ourselves in situations that's awkward and uncomfortable. That, but I do want to say, as God revealed that, because, you know, I'm just wondering what in the world is going on. And what's going on is the lack of teaching. And some things are obvious, but we can't assume that people know things. We have to be the instructors. Okay? So I'm just, you know, I'm speechless, but God made it very plain. He made it very plain. And so we have to orchestrate and we have to teach our young men and women, because it is a mean world out there. We pray for those families who have lost loved ones in the streets, who have lost loved ones, period. We pray for them. But I'm giving you what God gave me. So I'm going to sum this up before we go to our prayer. Sum this up. God says that the young men in your life, whoever it is, it could be your son, your nephew, whomever, it is our job, since we say we know Christ, it is our job to teach these young men the right way. It is our job to hold ourselves accountable when they're small, when they're babies, to teach them about reality and teach them about life. When they're playing these video games, we have to differentiate between fictition and reality. Because what happens is the translation from fiction to reality goes out in the street, and then there you have a problem. All right? It's not so prevalent with females, but with males, it's very prevalent with a lot of our young black males, I'm just being honest, dying in the streets. It's fear. They get shot or tasered to death or body slammed or choked because of fear, period, point blank. God says we need to do better at teaching. So the answer is, when is this going to stop? When we begin teaching. And I don't care what nobody say. It's a two-hour show. I don't care what anybody says. Everybody needs God. When you step out of your house, you pray that God cover you, because you never know where danger is. And this goes for men, women, boys, and girls. You don't know where it's at. You don't know where death is. Right? Nobody knows that but God. So you can call it too churchy. You can call it too religious. It doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, when something goes down, who you going to call on? And it's sure not Ghostbusters. You're going to call on the Lord. That's who you're going to call on. So you might as well call on him before anything transpires. You might as well get to know him. Period, point blank. Okay? So I wanted to say that because God put that on my heart. And I want us to begin teaching. These celebrities out there, you have a huge impact, believe it or not, on the lives of young people. There are some, for instance, gospel artists and gospel radio stations that I just listen to and I admire and I just hold in high esteem because I know it's very anointed. You have a lot of influence as to what people watch and how they react. If you really mean what you say, and this includes regular people like me, if you really mean what you say, you will begin some kind of way, making a way, in teaching these young people about the streets. We can protest all day and night till we blue in the face. We can march. We can call whatever organization we need to call. But if people still lack knowledge, then we only backpedaling. We only putting a Band-Aid on a big problem when we need surgery. And if you need surgery, a Band-Aid is not going to do it. You're going to need some therapy and all that. So we have to teach. And that's what I'm incorporating in my particular reading. We're going to have to teach whatever God gives me. We're going to have to teach. It's very important. There's so much unrest in the United States of America because of all of these unnecessary deaths, because of fear and because of lack of knowledge, that this has become normal, and it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. So if you're really sincere and you really mean it and you really want to see a difference, first of all, you start off by praying. Second of all, you start off by teaching. God says, in all thy getting, get an understanding. And if you don't understand about the streets and if you don't understand, be obedient unto God and your parents and, you know, when things happen, and then if you're functioning out of fear, I'm just calling it what it is, then it's not going to turn out right, period, point blank. And if you're functioning out of fear, God did not give us the spirit of fear. It's in the Bible. So that's my spiel on that, and it's going to continue until a revolution of people decide to step up to the plate and put a 10 or 15 minute teaching in their entertainment, in their radio, whatever they do. It's going to continue to happen, and people are going to continue to ask why, and we're going to be 70 years, 80 years old and still asking why. People are getting body slammed and shot. We have to put a stop to this, because personally, I'm tired of it as well. But guess what? If I'm so tired of it, then I need to start teaching. Do things decent and in order at all times. Do what's right, or as close to what's right at all times, if you have to do it by yourself. And you won't be in these awkward situations. All right? All right. So, that's my soapbox for today. But that's good knowledge, because I'm just speechless, and I had to go to God with that one because, I mean, it's so much unrest. America is unable to rest because of all of this turmoil. But anyways, we're getting ready to pray unto God. You're listening to the iFreeToLoveShow.com, and then we're going to read Hebrews 2 and 1. Then I'm going to give you announcements and bid you good night. So to give you time to get in your position, whatever that is, your prayer position, I'm going to give you time to do that, to get into your prayer position. And I'm going to actually turn this down a little bit. Get into your prayer position, and we're going to pray unto God. As I said before, I'm just, you know, my heart is just, you know, it's like people die because of lack of teaching. people die because of fear. And both of those things the Lord does not give. Don't understand it. But to God, and then we're going to look at Hebrews 2 and 1. Then I'm going to bid you good night after the announcements. All right, here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with a bowed head and humble heart. Thank you for last night's lying down and this morning's arising. We understand that everyone who went to sleep last night didn't wake up this morning, but you know all and you are everything. And so we trust and we respect any decisions that you make. Lord, we come to you today understanding and recognizing that there's so much unrest in this world, that wrong is normal and right is foreign. But we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to shed light and help us to be the light of the world and help us to teach the right way and teach how to do things decent and in order. Lord, we cast out the spirit of fear in police departments, in communities, in societies, in people, and we ask for the spirit of righteousness and the spirit of boldness for what is right. Anything, Heavenly Father, that causes especially our young men to turn from righteousness, we ask would they be put back on the righteous road. We ask for your protection of every young person, every middle-aged person, every seasoned person, every newborn. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you cover us and protect us and help us to live out however long you would have us to live. We ask, would you not cut any lives short? We ask, would you cover us like you did the ark? Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are going through the storms of life and those who are coming out and those who don't even know that they're going in. We thank you for the open doors, and we thank you for the closed doors, and we thank you for the valley moments, and we thank you for the mountain experiences. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your favor. And we ask that you continue to be a comforter for those who have lost loved ones and continue to shed light on what's really going on. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for the wisdom and knowledge to be able to teach and adhere to your holy and righteous word. We ask if there's anyone who's despondent or anyone who's missing or out of place, we ask would you align them in the name of Jesus. We ask would you bring peace to chaos, and would you bring understanding to those who misinterpret, and would you bring the focus back on you. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you cause our feet to run to righteousness, and would you cause our mouths to be able to open where we will be able to disseminate your word to a dying nation. We thank you, Lord, for giving us this day and protecting us because you didn't have to. And you kept us as we traveled down the dangerous streets and byways. And you're keeping the planes up in the air. And you're blessing people to make it to their destinations. And you're keeping us day by day. And we don't even deserve that. But we believe that you are God. And we believe everything that you have promised unto us. Then, Lord, we come standing in the gaps for those who do not have a relationship with you yet and those who are seeking a relationship with you. We ask, would you bless those who say, I don't need the Lord, to come to you right now, because at the end of the day, when the storms of life begin to rage and when that death angel passes by, everybody cries out, oh, Lord, Hosanna, Hosanna, what shall I do? So we ask and we summon your spirit unto all of us. And we ask, would you continue to help us to magnify and glorify and edify who you are. Lord, we ask that you use our hands for your service. We ask that our eyes continue to look up towards the hills, our ears to continue to listen to your revelation and your word and your proclamation and your declaration. Then, Lord, we ask, would our mouths be able to disseminate the word of God in a way in which people will understand? And we ask, would our feet be used for running to come crying, oh, Lord, what must I do to be saved? We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each child all over this land and country? Would you keep them safe and would you protect their lives? Would you increase their lifespans, Lord? And if there is any child that's defiant, hard-headed, won't do what their parents ask, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you calm their spirits and would you do a great work on them where they will begin to understand that obedience is better than sacrifice? Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to help us to have obedient spirits? Because some of us become complacent and hard-headed. And we ask, would you bless us to continue to follow in your footsteps? We thank you for this platform, the AfritaLoveShow.com. We thank you for the doors that are opening. We thank you for the people who you're sending. We thank you for the opportunities. And we ask, would this particular ministry continue to be something that is acceptable, something that is pleasing in your sight? Now, Lord, we ask as we relinquish this particular prayer, would you bless each person who's on the line? Would you bless each person who's coming on the line? And would you bless those who will listen later on, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, to continue to uplift and magnify who you are? Now, Lord, as we go to Hebrews 2:1, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you crown this head from the top to the bottom and help the wisdom to disseminate out of this mouth and speak in truth? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the prayers, and we claim each and every prayer that was rendered today and that will be rendered forevermore. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. We know that it's because of you that we live, move, and we have our beings. Now, as we relinquish this particular prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to listen to a little bit of this because of who you are, and then we'll be ready.
Oh,
All right, that was Because of Who You Are by Miss Angela Christie. All right, now we're up to the part, and I'm going to be very brief as the Lord has given this unto me. We're going to look at Hebrews. You have to excuse me, my allergies bother me tonight. Hebrews 2 and 1. And Hebrews 2 and 1 reads, "So we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard." That is affirmation that that was from God. Amen. "Or we may drift away from it." I'm going to say that again. And this is a warning against drifting away from the truth. This is Hebrews 2 and 1. It says, "So we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it." And the example I'm going to use as the Lord is demonstrating is the unrest in America. God says that everything should be done decent and in order, and I've already reiterated that as the revelation of God is coming. Everything should be done decent and in order. And once again, this is a repeat because God says, remember, how you start does not dictate how you finish. Did you hear what I said? I said, how we start does not dictate how we finish. So God said there is redemption, right? Even if we've had a rocky past. But he says, do not keep going back to your rocky past, reminding yourself and repeating the same thing over and over again. He says, we must be very careful and listen to the truth that he gives. The truth is in the word of God. The truth is given by the ministers, the prophets, the pastors, and yourself. You have truth to yourself. You are true to yourself. And God says that we should not drift away from that. And so God says that in every aspect of our lives, we must try to seek righteousness at all times. Righteousness will always win out no matter what. God says he was despised and rejected. He was bruised and scorned, but yet he still hung on the cross because he knew that there was a reward, at the end from hanging on the cross. right? Jesus didn't say anything to the accusers. He hung there. And if God can do that, and he went through a lot, right? And he rose that third day with all power. God says that this world is not too hard for us to live in. The unrest that is caused in this world is caused by us. And when I say us, I'm talking about the world. God says you should be in the world, but be ye not what? Conformed to the world. So in other words, a lot of things can happen around us. Unrest that is happening. But God says that our job is to pray and teach. He didn't say anything about complaining because God didn't complain. He didn't complain on that cross. And guess what? God says that our sins are greater than any sin on earth. God hung on that cross for us. God didn't sin. He hung on the cross for us. And he suffered for us. And we still go about sinning every day, whether we think something or whether we do something. But Jesus hung on the cross. So he talks about, let's bring this into perspective. There's unrest in this world. So therefore, if we want to do something about the unrest and bring righteousness, God says begin teaching, begin leading, begin modeling, begin disseminating the word of God. Don't drift away from the truth. Yes, there's a lot of fear, and fear kills people, believe it or not. Right? There's a lot of fear in this world, and God says he never gave us that spirit of fear. He gave us the spirit of boldness because we had on the full armor of God. God says when you go out, you have to have the full armor of God, and he is not talking about a pistol, a 45, or AKA, or a rifle. He says the word of God shall be in your hearts at all times, just like the praises shall continuously be in our mouth. But it's not. Right? But God still loves us in spite of. And God says this world is, there's a lot of unrest with us, within us and in the world. So if you have two unrests, then you can't help but to be unrested. Right? So God says, so we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard. The truth is God. The truth is God. And it's everything that I've said is in the Bible. Right? Doing things decent and in order. Teaching. Think about Jesus and the fishermen and when he called out the disciples and he was teaching those 12 disciples and he was even able to discern that one would what? Turn their backs. They would reject him. He understood that, but did he kick that disciple out? No, he didn't. He didn't kick the disciple out. So it's very important that you listen to what is real and what is true. I mean, what is the truth? Because if not, you will drift away and you will begin to complain and you want to seek revenge. When we hear things like that, everybody want to seek revenge, but nobody want to see God. But when something go down, we call on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God said, where were you when I was reaching out my hand to you, asking you to give your life to Christ? I'm just being real. Your walk, just because you give your life to Christ, does not mean you're going to be perfect on a daily basis. I'll be the first one to say I'm not perfect, but I serve a perfect God. Right? God forgives. People are afraid. God is showing me. He said people are afraid to give their lives to Christ because they feel like they have to reach perfection. God knows I love to listen to the blues. I do. I love the oldies. I really do. But God also knows at the end of the day, I love him more than I love those blues, the blues music. Right? Because I know how God is. God is a jealous God. He says nothing comes before me, and that's how my life is lived. Nothing or no one comes before God. So if you give your life to Christ, and I'm saying this because in a few days you're going to understand what I'm talking about. And this is not just for young people. This is for everybody, kids and all, newborns and all. Give your life to Christ. I heard one evangelist say, I'm not here to bring you to Christ. I am, though. I'm here to do it because that's what God has put on my heart because I want everybody to know it doesn't matter who you are, how much money you have, how much money you don't have, where you live, how good you look, it doesn't matter. Everybody at the end of the day will need the Lord. Before we leave this earth, we're going to need God. We're going to have to call on him for something. When the storms of life begin to rage, we're going to have to call on God. We don't call on our friends, because all they can do for us is pray. We're going to call on the source, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so you might as well start doing it now. The way this world is, you have to be covered by the blood of God when you walk outside your door. I tell people all the time, when I first came on this ministry, you need to pray over your children. I don't care if they're going off to college, pray for them. Because there are some demonic spirits. There are some demonic spirits in church. There are some demonic spirits in businesses. There are definitely some demonic spirits in this world. You have to pray before you walk out the door. Right? Do not, and I'm telling you now, as God is revealing this, do not take life for granted. Just because you're 20, 30, we're not invincible, right? The angel visits babies. The angels visit 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, all the way up to 100. Nobody is exempt. But everybody has access to eternal life with Christ. Every single person. But the problem is that some of us have to the truth and righteousness. We want to make all these excuses. That was wrong. This, what was right in this situation? Absolutely nothing. Do things decent and in order. Follow and obey instructions from God, and wherever you go, there are going to be some type of expectations, laws, something. Get as close to them as possible. Right? We all make mistakes. That's cool. But we also, when we talk about those in authorities, when we talk about parents, when we talk about policemen, when we talk about anyone with authority, fear, God says, is responsible for the death of many people who are in the grave to live. People are afraid, so they run. People are afraid, so they shoot. People are afraid, so they abandon their kids. They kill their kids because they don't want the responsibility anymore. They're afraid. People are afraid for what? If you serve a true and living God, you have nothing to fear. God says he didn't even give us that spirit. He didn't give us the spirit of fear. He says be bold. He didn't say be disrespectful. He just said be bold in your doings. But you have a lot of people who are afraid. Afraid, I may make a mistake. Do it. Everybody makes mistakes. When you come to Christ, your life will change, but you're still going to make some mistakes along the way. Nobody is perfect, not even the pastor, prophets, teachers, leaders, nobody. We've all sinned and fallen short of God's glory. Every last person, if they tell you that they, it's not true. It is not true. So what am I saying? What is God saying, actually? Understand the word of God. Seek not revenge on those who do evil. Turn the other cheek. Some of you say, but I've already turned the other cheek. I'm upset, I'm angry, I'm mad. Totally understand. But think about it. How many times have we let God down for mistreating someone? How many times have we let God down for not acknowledging who God is and neglecting God? How many times? And how many times have God forgiven us? Right? Jesus died for us. And he didn't have to do it, but he did. He paid the price so that we wouldn't have to, so that we could gain what? Eternal life. And guess what? Some of us still deny God. Atheists. I don't believe in God. I guarantee you when the storms of life come, you're going to call on God, because he says every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that he is Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to get serious about living. And I'm serious. There's no jokes here. This is the revelation of God. This is nothing scripted. I don't have any paper. None of that. It's very important. I am very disheartened because of the unrest in this world. I am very disappointed that we don't have more people leading our young people, our young men especially. I am very disappointed about that. I am very disappointed and disheartened that fear will play a major role in somebody's life ending. Whether people want to admit it or not, fear is the culprit of the recent deaths. Fear. The lack of understanding, knowledge, is also the cause of death. You can call it a shotgun, you can call it whatever you want, assault, you can call it a stabbing incident, whatever you want to call it, but fear is the cause of death. And many people to their graves in fear because they're afraid to live. They're afraid to make mistakes. And we were not given the spirit of fear. That's something that I guess we picked up from the world. I have no idea. God said, I didn't give you that spirit. Now, there's a difference, as I said before, between being disrespectful and being fearless. Fearless is I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So whatever challenge it is for me, I can do it. Why? Because I know who has my back, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I know that I'm going to make it because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's very important, and I'm saying this because it's a good thing to have a platform. You really have to get serious about life. If you have children, or if you're around children, even if you're around young men, you need to make sure that you're teaching these young people right from wrong. You know, and I'm going to go ahead and say this. I'm not going to hold anything back because the Lord has given me this. Unless you're working at night, and I'm talking about inside of a building, it's very wise to be cautious because a lot of things happen at night, especially close to midnight. And 50% of the time is unfavorable. It's unfavorable. And God says that we need to let our lights shine. How in the world can we let our light shine if we're walking in darkness? It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. Light and dark is very important when we're talking about night and day. You're going to understand that in a few days. You're also going to understand that it's very important, especially if you have a male. Teach them right from wrong. Don't uphold anything. Tell them the truth about the world. This is an evil world. Tell them the truth. Don't hold anything back. There are many young men behind bars that probably shouldn't be just because they made one mistake. Don't condone wrong. Be real with it. We can't halfway do something and call it right. Either it's right or either it's wrong. It's one of the two. And two wrongs don't make a right. And one wrong and one right still don't make it right. It's a half right. And that's no such thing. You're not going anywhere if you make a half right. Turn half right there. You're going to end up in the middle of the street. You're in the middle of a situation, ladies and gentlemen. There's a situation. So as God is revealing, because it's heavy on my heart, and I'm really disappointed. I'm just the law enforcement. I'm talking about around the world. You guys have to function out of the spirit of discernment, God says. And whether you want to admit that fear is a factor or not, it is. And my advice and suggestion to anyone who is going to be a policeman or in the military, if you are afraid, if you don't have people skills, don't go. Don't apply to become a law officer, period. You're going to have people, just like leaders, you're going to have people in this world, for whatever reason, that's why I'm trying to get people to start teaching and teaching these young men. You're going to have people who's going to defy the law regardless. your job is to get them to comply. Now, we're not saying, you know, weaponry should be the last resort. It really should. It really should. I have a military background as well. But when you become afraid, fear causes a lot of things. It does. And it takes away a lot of people's livelihood. It takes away their lives because you're so scared for your life. Everybody's selfish. I'm worried about me. It's either me or you, and that's how people think. And that's on the real. Even in the military, it's either me or you. That's how people think, and that's the mentality that God says needs to go away. Because if God said it's either me or you, then there's no telling where we would be, because he wouldn't have hung on the cross and died. So I just want y'all to take this under consideration and read Hebrews 2:1. So we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard. None of this is fallacy. None of this is make-believe. This is the revelation of God. Or we may drift away from it. And when you drift away from it, when we drift away from it, we end up in a lot of chaos and trouble. And that's why the world is upset. Because there's a lack of knowledge and there's fear. And when you get fear and a lack of knowledge, you have a problem called chaos. There is no equilibrium here in our minds. We can't even think right because there's so much unrest. God says he is the only one with the power and authority who can throw around his power. Just because we're in authority doesn't mean that we should abuse our authority either. That's another thing. He says, seek righteousness. So if we all seek righteousness and try to do the right thing at all times, then we prevent some of these problems. Then when a problem arises, we won't act out of the spirit of fear. Police officers, y'all need to pray before you go out. Pray that you have the right mindset. Pray for your hands. Because there's going to continue to be unrest in this world. And once again, whether you believe in God or not, it does not matter to me. That is your prerogative. But I guarantee you at the end of the day, you're going to be calling on the name of Jesus. Because God says every knee is going to bow to him anyways, and every tongue is going to confess that he is Lord. And that's the end of this spiel, but I do want you to read Hebrews 2:1 and then make it applicable to your life. All right? I always try to go with the truth. Sometimes you're going to have to stand alone. You're going to have to be alone. But guess what? You came in this world alone unless you're a twin. But guess what? Even if you're a twin, there's some differences. Right? Sometimes you have to be alone. You have to stand alone. But you have to do what the Lord said do so that the outcome can be great. All right? So you listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. I have a couple of announcements to make. Then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure, please be sure to continue to listen to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Go to AfritaLoveShow.com and click on number one, Love Radio. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, writers, actors, actress, publicist, artist, journalist, anyone with a positive, positive message, please, 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 Facebook AfritaLove at AlFredaLove or EmonyA_LOVE, or you can email me at EmonyA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure, please do this, y'all. Make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put all in one line. What does that mean? That means you're on one accord. Put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And then do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Did you know that? The prayers of the righteous availeth much. You must make sure that you're praying unto God, because God is omnipotent. He's a powerful, powerful God. So make sure that you're praying unto God, and make sure, you know, pray for those you know and those you don't. You know, pray for that family, the Sterling family and his kids, because it's really hard. You know, it's really hard, but God is going to provide. God said he's going to provide. Praise God. God is going to provide, and everything's going to be fine. But, you know, we are always in so much distress when we hear about the unrest and we hear about murders and killings. We're always just in an uproar. But God says that everything's going to be fine. He says, because all things work out for the good to them who love the Lord and who are called by his name. And he says, it doesn't matter what's going on and what's going to go on. He says, continue to stay focused on him and continue to teach these young men and women righteousness. Amen. Amen. All right. So that's that. So there are a couple of websites that I want you to look at. And the first one, of course, is if we go to afrida.hubpages.com, you will see some articles in the spotlight. You will also see crime and law enforcement, Christianity, the Bible, and Jesus, education for kids around the world, charities, fashion models, celebrities, and blues music, politics, and political science. Then if you go to stellargospelmusic.com, S-T-E-L-L-A-R, gospelmusic.com, then you will see a webpage here. We're going to add the new music projects. And to inform the AfridaLoveShow.com of any new releases, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, album title, label, and release date. And many of you have already done that, so thank you so much. Remember to check out Sister Yolanda Adams' coffee line, and there is Pastor Winans. God is doing some great things in his life. Also, be sure to check out Miss Cassandra. She's going to be performing. She's going to have a comedy hour this Saturday, so I'm going to have her flyer in Dallas, Texas. So please be sure to check her out, as well as Miss Solomon. She has a great program going on in Grand Prairie for students. All right, we have the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine. I'm working on a link. Then, of course, check out Pastor Kim Burrell. She has a new radio show, KTSU 90.9 FM, Bridging the Gap with Pastor Kim Burrell. Her sister also has a particular prayer line open up in the morning, so check out her page. Her name is Sister Kathy Burrell. Then we have Sister Juanita Bynum, Prophetess Juanita Bynum, at 2 p.m., I believe 2 p.m. she has a program on, and Thinking Outside the Box. And then here in Texas it's at 3 o'clock, so if you're in Texas it's at 3 o'clock. But check out the times and check her out. She's doing some great things, all right? Friday's Kinfolk, if you want to see some great pictures of a great stage show, then click on the Friday's Kinfolk live show. Please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Many of you have contacted me. Thank you so much. I want to thank the organizations who contacted me to model hair and all that good stuff. And, you know, if you need any other services, then check out my website. I'm going to add a couple of people on and let me know. All right? The AfridaLoveShow.com television. We're going to have some snippets for the television show. If you want to contact me, you can Facebook Afrida Love, Facebook Dr. Afrida Imani Love, Facebook Afrida Imani Love, or Instagram Afrida Love, or LinkedIn Afrida Love. If you want to advertise your church for a week here, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right, about us. Who are we? What do we stand for? Well, this is an international radio station. I'm a very passionate leader. I love what I do. God has called me to do this. When I say this, I'm speaking about ministry and radio and education and leadership and things of that nature. But God has called me to do this, and I take great pride and passion in what God has called me to do, and I want to do my very best. And so God gave me a vision, for those of you who are new, because I have a lot of new individuals here. God gave me a vision about 4 years ago, and the vision was to get on air and begin to teach the word of God. And God gave me a word, and he gave me a vision, and he gave me the authority to be able to speak his word. And I was able to do that, and then it expanded with different ministers from all over the world, and gospel artists, and entrepreneurs, and it just expanded because I love people, and believe it or not, people love me as well, but yeah, I love people, and I love speaking to people, and so God gave me that vision, and God has blessed this particular ministry to be on many platforms. We're all over the world. We cover media, and speak the word, and individuals want us to come and speak the word of God or host events and things of that nature. God has shown me a vision, and it's a speaker's bureau, and he showed me a vision with other individuals that he has strategically wants to highlight, and so I follow the spirit of God, the unction of God, and God always order my steps where I am able to strategically connect with many different people, but there's something about God and his strategies, and that's something that I can't touch. That's just something that automatically happens. So I'm following the unction of God, and I thank each and every one of you for listening. We have many different listeners from all genres. We have some gospel artists listening, and we have many different people, and so from all walks of life listening to the Afro to Love show. But if you want to be on the ministry on the show, you can check out some of these interview samples on the stellargospelmusic.com if you click on the About Us tab. These are some of the individuals. Probably only 5% of the individuals I've interviewed. We have over 480 shows. And so if you want to know the format and kind of, you know, how the show is run, then please listen to some of these interviews. Okay, if you want to contact me, all you have to do is your name, your email, subject, message, and click the submit button. If you don't click it, then I don't receive your message, okay? Then for services, of course, we have a radio station, put on events, speaking, have a book, A Spiritual Guide on the Go, Perfecting Your Walk with God. Be sure to check it out on Amazon, on ilovebargains.com. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Then, of course, I blog a lot, okay? So those are some of the things that I do. We're getting ready to go now to the huge website, and by far this website is not completed yet because I'm continuously adding people as God is showing me. So this is the huge website, afritaloveshow.com. Okay? And you hear the music? Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is the AfritaLoveShow.com. This is the homepage. Of course, this is entertainment and media. Thank God we're ranked number one, self-starter radio nationally. You see many different authors, and you see artists and singers and actors and actresses. And we're going to add more individuals. I change them out. There's Miss Cassandra again. If you click on number one love radio, you will be right in the studio. Okay, you'll be right in the studio. So you can listen to me like that. These are some of the entities who really keep me posted and invite me to some of their events as a media personnel, and I really appreciate that. And God's going to send some more individuals as well. All right, the AfritaLoveShow.com, this is an outlet for conversation with people all over the world. The mission is to capture the most interesting events around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. As you can see, we have some pictures here of many different individuals and many different shows that we've had the opportunity to be media and things of that nature. Okay? StellarGospelMusic.com for this particular purpose is for booking requests. You can email, name, message, which artist or speaker. If you want to be a guest on the radio show, be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? Building a brand. Now, we have an online class, and God has given me this vision, and it's going to turn into something huge. And so what this is a purpose-driven online class, okay? And so we have brand mapping. And if you click on this button, then you will hear me speak for about 5 to 7 minutes about brand mapping. And part of the vision that God has given me is God says you have to have a purpose and you have to have a focus. And so my main things basically our radio, process, place, product, and then, of course, the results when we look at PR and all those things. And so we made a map here, and I'm going to continue this. And this class has been at it for almost 2 months, 2 months now. So we're going to continue the process. So stay tuned with that. Speaker Showcase. If you click on Speaker Showcase, you will see two different speakers. God showed me that this is going to be bigger than what it is now. But you always have to have a starting place. Okay? So when you click on this page, you will hear what the show is about. And then you will see speaking topics. So right now, it's two individuals, but God said he's going to give the increase. Amen? Praise God. Okay, gospel legends, you see Sister Yolanda Adams and you see Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. So we're adding some things to their website. Then, of course, you see community journalists. Now, a lot of things have been happening in the media, and these ladies are covering it. Ms. Joy Reid, MSNBC, and Daily Beast, Ms. Goldie Taylor out of Atlanta. They're covering everything that's going on. So if you're out of the loop or want to know what's going on, please be sure to check out MSNBC and Daily Beast. Of course, check out the OurFreedomLoveShow.com. We cover a plethora of things. We're more on the bright side as far as dealing with this world. We look for good things, and that's part of what God has given. There are a lot of people who are looking for the negative that's going on, but God says he needs his light to shine. And so I'm a beacon for God. I'm a spokesperson for God. And so I seek out any type of information that would allow God to shine. That's why the purpose of my ministry or my show is to highlight the different gifts that people have. And that's what I highlight. You notice that I don't really get into personal information because it's none of my business. That's not what God called me to do. He called me in order to highlight people's lives and what they do so that he can receive the glory and so that his light can shine. Okay? So that's what I'm about. The OurFreedomLoveShow.com. So connect with me, tell your friends and family. All right, authors. We're going to add some authors to this page. Fashion and makeup. All right. So I am creating my database here, and many individuals are already I cannot talk because I'm so excited. Many individuals are emailing me, right? So God has blessed me with an invite to a particular area, and so I'm going to do that. And then there's another invite in order to kind of showcase, you know, this radio station and the people in the radio station and different recommendations that I have as far as makeup and just artists and all that great stuff. So we're going to add those particular items to this particular website pretty soon this week. Then, of course, health. I'm going to teach you about health. Yes, I'm a certified health specialist and kinesiology and math and science and dealing with the metabolism and regulating the metabolism is my niche. And so when we talk about metabolism, I know how to, you know, speed up our metabolism where we, and we're talking about natural, such as eating right and such as exercise and things of that nature, how to continue to remain healthy. And so I'm going to add a little excerpt there for you, okay? All right, I want to say I really appreciate each and every one of you for listening to the AfroLoveShow.com. As you all know, my actress, who was supposed to come on today, was on set, actually. And so she will be here next week, next Tuesday, if I don't have anybody. But I think she'll be here next Tuesday. On tomorrow, God's will, we will have the Billboard countdown. And then on Friday, we're going to have a radio host from Philly. Okay, a radio host, Mr. Archer. But on tomorrow, God's will, we have Love's Billboard. So please be sure to check with me around 9 o'clock for Love's Billboard. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfroLoveShow.com. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida, love of the AfroLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.